Kinryusen Sensoji Temple, located in Asakusa, Tokyo, is one of the oldest Buddhist temples in Japan. Dedicated to Kanon Bosatsu, the Bodhisattva of Compassion, the temple is one of the most widely visited spiritual sites in the world with over 30 million annual visitors. Kinryusen means the Golden Dragon Mountain. Legend has it that the Sensoji Temple was founded in 628 AD after two fishermen fished a gold statuette of Kanon from the Sumida River. Although the understandably confused fishermen tried to put the statue back into the river, it always returned to them. Therefore, the Sensoji Temple was built nearby for the goddess represented by the statue found by the fishermen. By Drasp, own work, CC by SA 4.0. The original temple was completed in 645 AD, however, the current temple was actually built in 1958. To commemorate its rebuilding, the temple authorities initiated a tradition named the Kinryu no Mai, the Dance of the Golden Dragon, which continues to this day. The legend behind the dance is that when the temple was founded, the goddess Kanon took on the form of a golden dragon, descended to earth and created a forest containing 1,000 pines in one night, symbolizing abundance, prosperity and longevity. The dragon is an important figure in folklore throughout Asia. In China, dragon lore has existed independently centuries before the introduction of Buddhism. The Shang and Zhou dynasties, 16th, 9th centuries BC, produced jade and bronze pieces depicting dragon-like creatures. In India, pre-Buddhist snake-like creatures known as the Naga were incorporated into the Buddhist mythology. The Naga are among the eight legions of deities who worship and protect the Dharma. Even before the historical Buddha, Siddhartha Gautama, attained enlightenment, the Naga king Musalinda protected Siddhartha from wind and rain for 7 days. This motif is often found in Indian Buddhist art, represented by images of the Buddha sitting beneath Musalinda's hood and coils. By the 9th century AD, the Chinese had also incorporated the dragon into Buddhist iconography as a protector of the Buddhist law. These traditions were soon adopted by the Japanese Zen temples who had dragons painted on the ceilings of their assembly halls. Pillar with Naga Mukulinda protecting the throne of the Buddha. Railing pillar from Jagannath Tekri, Pawnee, Bandara District. 2nd-1st century BCE. National Museum of India. To provide a rough idea of the very ancient figure of the dragon, it is useful to remember that, at around 1800 BC, the celestial indicator or the pole star was not the modern-day North Star, Polaris, but rather the Thuban, a star in the constellation of Draco, or Dragon. Thuban served as the pole star from 3942 BC to 1793 BC, during the creation of some of Egypt's largest pyramids. The name Thuban comes from the Arabic word Thuban, Thuban, serpent. Angkor Wat, the Great Khmer Buddhist Shrine, was also built in alignment with this celestial formation. The transition from one ruling celestial system to another is marked in the mythologies of the world through accounts of displacements of the evil draconian monster by the newer deities. For example, the fall of the early Mesopotamian heavenly serpentine mother, Tiamat, by the hands of the divine hero Marduk, the overthrow of the Titans by the Olympian gods in Greek mythology, or the Asuras by the Devas in Indian mythology. In Asia, the dragon is usually described as having the head of a camel, horns of a deer, eyes of a hare, scales of a carp, paws of a tiger and claws of an eagle. It has whiskers, a bright jewel under its chin and the ability to ascend to heaven at will. The dragon has the ability to expand or contract its body, as well as the power of transformation and invisibility. The breath of the dragon can turn into clouds producing either rain or fire. During the pre-modern dynastic periods in China, the flying dragons that lived in the skies were often associated with the rulers of China and used as a symbol of imperial rule. The Qing government, 1636 to 1912, utilized the image of the dragon as its imperial symbol. In Japan, Emperor Hirohito, 1901 to 1989, claimed descent from the daughter of Rugen, the Sea Dragon King. Tamatori Escaping from the Dragon King, by Utagawa Kuniyoshi, circa 1844. The dragon's cult is apparent in megalithic monuments and places of worship all over the world. Large stone-shaped whale figures have been found in the highlands of the Caucasus, an area between the Black Sea and the Caspian Sea, mainly occupied by Armenia, Azerbaijan, Georgia, and southwestern Russia, where the people practiced rituals, petitioning for the desired weather. In contrast to the image of the dragon in Asia, which combined different characteristics of many different animals, the Georgians believe that the dragon is a winged creature with a body comprising of only two animals, the snake and the whale. However, the symbolism remains similar to the Asian dragon. In Georgia, the dragon is related to the first forces of the universe and thus holds special knowledge as the creator of the sea and earth. Its connection with water gives the dragon a great significance as, in the cosmogony of many cultures, water gives birth and beginning to the world and the life it holds. Therefore, agrarian traditions worship water patrons and petition for desired weather for the fertility of their lands. In both China and Japan, the dragon is also closely associated with rain and fertility. In the Georgian dragon's body, water is represented by the body part of the whale. The Asian dragon, albeit a little more confusing, also combines body parts from animals from the sky, eagle, earth, camel, hare, deer, tiger, and water, carp. Therefore, through the simpler combination which makes up its image, the Georgian dragon illustrates a dragon's connection to the earth with a serpent, to water, underworld, with a fish, and to the skies, heaven, with a bird. The dragon is also the bearer of fire. Therefore, apart from its formidable physical power, the dragon also possesses great wisdom arising from the knowledge from those worlds which its body parts represent. Dragons in Asia are rarely depicted as cruel. Although they may be fearsome and powerful, the dragons are equally considered just, benevolent, as well as bringers of wealth and good fortune. As in the Western culture, there are still legends of various immortals battling against evil dragons, but in Asia dragons are generally to be respected, feared and petitioned as one would ask for favors or leniency from a just and honest ruler. The concept of the dragons living in the sky relate them to heavenly creatures, and therefore they were employed as a symbol of imperial power. It is for this reason that the dragon symbol is the sign of authority, woven into the robes of nobility and the imperial family. During the Heian period of Japan, 794 to 1185 AD, two Buddhist temples named Toji, East Temple, and Saiji, West Temple, shared the control of Japan's religious domain. This led to a power struggle between the two temples and the origin of an interesting legend. Envious of the monk Kukai, 774 to 835 AD, for his famous head of Toji Temple, a priest named Shubin from Saiji Temple used a charm to entrap the dragon king Rugen in a jar, thus causing an extensive drought. Challenged by Shubin to a contest, Kukai dispelled Shubin's curse and set Rugen free, releasing the rain and breaking the drought. Saiji viewed from the south in a miniature model of historical Heian-kyo. In the Japanese creation myth, seven generations of gods emerged after heaven and earth were formed. There were 12 gods in these seven generations. Two of these gods served as the initial individual gods while the other 10 emerged as male-female pairs consisting of either couples or siblings. Other gods and goddesses came into being from these deities, along with various creatures that served as their guardians, messengers, warriors or enemies. The Japanese dragons occupied a unique space in this divine hierarchy as their role seemed to be more flexible than a typical deity. Apart from signifying wisdom, success and strength, they also served as water deities who ruled the oceans, fought with other gods and shapeshifted into humans if they wished to do so, thus having a closer relationship with people on Earth compared to other deities. The Dragon King Rugen's palace is said to be located at the bottom of the sea, near the Ryukyu Islands in Okinawa. Guarded by dragons and built from red and white coral, the palace is full of treasures. The crowning jewel of the collection of treasures is the tide jewels, which control the ebb and flow of tidal waters. When the Empress Jinggu, 169-269 AD, planned an invasion of Korea, she prayed to Rugen and sent Azumi no Isara, the god of the seashore, to the Dragon King's temple to request the tide jewels. The Dragon King gave the tide jewels to Azumi no Isara to present to the Empress. With the magic jewels in hand, Empress Jinggu then set sail with her fleet to Korea. When she saw the Korean fleet sail out to confront them, Jinggu quickly threw the low tide jewel into the sea. The tide receded immediately, forcing the Korean fleet to land on the nearest beach. As the Koreans jumped out of their vessels onto the land, Jinggu threw the high tide jewel into the water, resulting in a tidal wave which drowned all the Korean soldiers. The Japanese fleet was carried by the tidal wave to the Korean coast, into the harbor, ensuring their victory. Later, years after the Empress had returned the tide jewels to the Dragon King, the Empress and the Dragon King appeared to have maintained their relationship as Rugen personally presented the tide jewels to the young Prince Ogen, son of Empress Jinggu. Empress Jinggu. From the Seri, Stories of 100 Famous Heroes by Utagawa Kuniyoshi, circa 1844. For a normal human being, spending a day in the Dragon King's palace is the equivalent of 100 years on Earth. There is a legend of a young fisherman named Urashima who had caught a turtle in his nets. As turtles are said to live for thousands of years, Urashima thought it best to set the creature free. He was unaware that this turtle was Otohime, the Dragon King's daughter in disguise. After revealing her identity, the princess invited the young man to her father's court where she married him. After spending only 3 days in the palace, Urashima felt a strong desire to visit his aging parents. He emerged from the sea to head to his parents' home. However, when he returned to his land, Urashima discovered that 300 years had passed. Knowing that all his loved ones had long since died, Urashima was stricken with grief and wished to return to this dragon wife. But in his desire to visit his parents, Urashima did not think about how he intended to return to his wife Otohime. Not knowing how to return to the dragon palace, Urashima opened the Tamake Bako, box of the jewel hand, that he had in his possession. His wife had given the box to him before he left to allow him to go back to his village. However, she had warned him never to open the box. When Urashima opened the box hoping to find a way back to Otohime, he immediately lost his youth, became a wrinkled old man and fell dead upon the ground. Another daughter of the Dragon King plays a major role in the mythical origin of Japan's first emperor. Rugen's daughter Toyotomihime married a hunter named Hori no Mikoto, who then lived with her in her underwater kingdom. After living in the palace for 3 years, the couple went up to the land to live there together. Upon her pregnancy, Hori built his wife a hut where she could deliver their child. The princess asked her husband not to witness the birth of their son, Yugaya Fukiizu, but Hori's curiosity led him to spy on his wife. However, when he peeked through the door of the room where his wife delivered their child, Hori saw a crocodile-like creature cradling his son. Apparently, it was necessary for Toyotomihime to shapeshift to her divine form in order to give birth, and she did not want her husband to see her in her divine state. Hori meets Toyotoma, illustration by Evelyn Paul, circa 1912. Toyotomihime caught Hori spying on her and felt betrayed. Unable to forgive her husband, she decided to leave him with their son and return to the underwater palace. However, she did not completely abandon her husband and son. She sent her sister, Tamayori Haim, to Hori to help him raise their son Yugaya Fukiizu. When he came of age, Yugaya Fukiizu married his aunt Tamayori Haim. The couple produced 4 children. Their youngest son, Jinmu Tenno, later became the first human emperor of Japan. Incidentally, Hori himself was the child of Ninigi no Mikoto, the grandson of the goddess Amaterasu. Thus, Hori and his descendants could trace their line back to Japan's earliest gods and goddesses. Despite the dragon's perceived wisdom and nobility, one can still find some stories of malevolent dragons. Narona, Wet Woman, is described as a creature with a woman's head and a snake's body. She was a monstrous being who fed on humans. She carried with her a small baby-like bundle which she used to attract potential victims. When a well-intentioned person offered to hold the baby for her, the bundle became incredibly heavy in the person's arms and prevented the victim from fleeing. Narona then used her long, snake-like tongue to suck all the blood from her victim's body. In other stories, Narona simply needed solitude as she washed her hair on the riverbank, not to be bothered by anyone. Narona, Nureo Na, from the Hyakkaizukan by Saki Suishi. Another dangerous female dragon was Kyohime. She was the beautiful daughter of a landlord or village headman. Her family was quite wealthy and was in charge of entertaining and providing traveling priests with lodging. One day a handsome priest named Anken fell in love with Kyohime. However, remembering his position, the priest repressed his urges and decided to refrain from meeting with her again. This sudden change of heart was not taken well by Kyohime, who pursued the priest in rage. The two crossed paths at the Hidaka River, where Anken asked for help in crossing the river from a boatman. He also instructed the boatman not to allow Kyohime to take a boat in order to give him time to escape. When she realized Anken's plan, Kyohime jumped into the Hidaka River and started swimming towards his boat. As she swam, she transformed into a large dragon. Anken ran into a temple seeking sanctuary. The priests at the temple hid him under a bell. However, Kyohime was able to find him through his scent. She coiled around the bell and banged on it loudly with her tail and exhaled a large amount of fire which melted the bell and killed Anken. Japan also has stories of dragon slayers. Yamada no Orochi was an 8-tailed, 8-headed dragon who devoured one of the daughters of the Kunitsukami, the two earthly gods, every year for 7 years. One day, the god of sea and storm Susanoo was expelled from the heavens due to his tricks towards his sister Amaterasu, the goddess of the sun. Near the high river in Izumo, Susanoo found the weeping Kunitsukami. The couple would soon have to sacrifice their last daughter, Kushnadahime. In exchange for her hand in marriage, Susanoo offered to help save Kushnadahime. When the Kunitsukami agreed, Susanoo transformed their daughter into a comb and tucked her into his hair. He told the Kunitsukami to prepare 8 sakes and fill 8 large tubs with the alcohol. Susanoo slaying the Yamada no Orochi, woodblock print by Toihara Chikanobu. When Orochi crawled towards the Kunitsukami's land, Susanoo saw that the dragon size was so large that he spread over 8 valleys and 8 hills. Upon reaching the sake tubs, Orochi drank all the sake, got drunk and fell asleep. Susanoo took this opportunity to slay the dragon and chopped it into small pieces. As Susanoo split the dragon's tail open, he found a sword inside. He later gave this sword to his sister as a symbol of their reconciliation. This sword, along with a mirror and jewel, were later considered to be the imperial regalia of Japan. Another dragon slayer was Agatomori. Maizuchi was a waterbound dragon that dwelled in the Kawashima River who killed passing travelers by spewing out venom. Agatomori went to the river and challenged the dragon. When Maizuchi accepted his challenge, Agatomori cast 3 bottle gourds into the pool of the river. The bottles remained afloat on the surface of the water. He told Maizuchi to make the gourd sink. If Maizuchi could not make the 3 gourds sink, Agatomori would slay him. The dragon shapeshifted into a deer to sink the calabashes. However, he was unsuccessful. Thus, Agatomori slayed the dragon as well as other water dragons at the bottom of the river. The dragon's blood turned the river red. Since then, the Kawashima River was referred to as the Pool of Agatomori.